Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Chapter 3297. Cameron smiled and said, "Whatever you want to eat, I'll ask your brother-in-law to cook it for you." Trenton said, "As long as it's the food cooked by my brother-in-law, I like to eat it." Cameron said, "That's okay. As long as your brother-in-law is at home, he will be the one cooking. Our chef is worried every day that his job will be taken away by your brother-in-law." Trenton laughed. "Sister, you are so happy. If Cameron hadn't married Callum, Trenton wouldn't have known that Callum was so good at cooking. Cameron, I also think I am too happy. It would be better if she could have a baby sooner." Cameron didn't say this. "Anyway, Dr. Carden said that she would be able to get pregnant normally in 2 years. As long as she still has a chance to be a mother, there's nothing to worry about. She has to wait. As long as there is fate, the baby will definitely come to her and Callum. Honey, wake up, wash your hands, and eat." Callum shouted in the kitchen. "Coming." Trenton went to help serve the dishes. After dinner, Trenton said to Cameron, "Sister, I want to go find my second sister to see how she is doing." Cameron asked, "Did she answer your call?" No matter how bad Carrie was, she was still Trenton's second sister. Cameron never thought of separating the siblings. Trenton hummed and replied, "I called the second sister just now. The second sister said that she has no money to rent a house now and has no fixed place to live. She asked me to meet at a Starbucks near the Wildspoon Plaza. Carrie had already quit the rental house and did not rent another one. She lied to her brother, saying that she had no fixed place to live. She said this to make Trenton soften his heart, sympathize with her, hate Cameron with her, and help her deal with Cameron. Cameron still trusted Trenton. If Carrie can instigate him to rebel and make him have the same mind as her and cooperate inside and outside, she can definitely bring down Cameron." After taking back everything that belongs to her parents, she will be the head of the Newman family. Mr. Lab promised that, as long as she did what he asked her to do, even if she wanted to fight Callum, she could. She also wanted to get everything Cameron had. Cameron should continue to live in darkness. Carrie would gouge out in Cameron's eyes and make Cameron blind again. No matter how skilled Dr. Carden was, she couldn't cure it. "Eldest sister, I want to rent a room for my second sister so that she can live in a fixed place and we'll help her pay the rent for a year, so that if the money is not handed over to her, she will not spend all the money used to rent the house." Knowing that the two sisters were like enemies, Trenton stopped talking. After sitting for a while, Trenton was about to go out. "I'll ask the driver to take you there," Cameron said. "Okay. Thank you, eldest sister." Trenton did not refuse. Chapter 3298. Trenton had not yet obtained his driver's license. When he turned 18, he had already gone back to school and had no time to take the driver's license test. He would wait until next year's summer vacation to take the driver's license test. When he went out, he either took a taxi or asked his family driver to take him there. Cameron arranged for a driver to take Trenton to see Carrie. After the driver took Trenton out, Cameron arranged for someone to follow him quietly. The purpose was to find out where Carrie lived. Cameron didn't believe that she had no fixed abode. If Carrie's life was really so miserable, she would have come to make trouble with Cameron a long time ago. Even if she was not in Wildspoon, with Carrie's temper, she would go to Wildridge Manor to cause trouble. How could she stay quiet? Half an hour later, the street next to Wildspoon Grand Square was lively and bustling. Many people liked to go there for a walk after dinner, making the already bustling street even more lively. The Newman family's driver stopped the car in front of Starbucks. Trenton got out of the car and said to the driver, "I'll take a taxi back later, so you don't have to wait for me." "Young master, the eldest lady asked me to send you off. When you want to go home, just call me. I'm nearby and will rush over to take you home." Trenton said, "No, I still want to go shopping." When the driver saw that Trenton really didn't like him following him, he stopped insisting. After Trenton entered Starbucks, the driver called Cameron and then drove away. Carrie was sitting in the corner, waiting for Trenton. She was wearing thick clothes and the same clothes as before. Except for the famous brand clothes, she didn't have any brand name bags or jewelry. Even the high heels she wore were replaced by white shoes. Seeing Trenton come in, Carrie stood up, waved to him, and shouted twice. Trenton quickly walked toward Carrie. "Second sister." Trenton looked at Carrie while sitting down. Seeing that Carrie's face was not good looking, he asked with concern, "Second sister, are you in good health? What kind of surgery did you say you wanted to do last time? Did you do it? I see, your face is not pretty." Carrie said, "You still care about me? I thought you wouldn't care even if I died." Trenton pursed his lips and said, "Second sister, what I have always cared about you is that you are always thorny, always scolding me, and always thinking about asking for money. Second sister, you're young and you have sound legs, yet you can't make money through your own efforts. Second sister, do you plan to be a rice bug for the rest of your life? Second sister, our parents can no longer protect us from the wind and rain. Please wake up." Trenton said it bitterly. He stood by Cameron's side and did not give so much money to Carrie. In fact, he hoped that Carrie could stand up through her own efforts and stop being a rice bug. Their parents could no longer protect them from the wind and rain, and Carrie was no longer the second young lady in the Newman family. If she continued like this, it would be her own fault. Carrie said angrily, "It's not like you are heartless. You believed in Cameron and had the same heart as Cher. You didn't help me, your second sister. Did you give all the property in your parents' names to your eldest sister? If you are willing to share it equally with me, why should I live in such a miserable state? Look at me, I don't even have to wear a pair of high-em heels. The last time I had an operation, I had no money, so I retained all of the jewelry I had brought out, which I sold to cover the cost of the surgery. If I stay in the hospital and spend money on nursing staff to take care of me, all that money will be spent." Trenton said, "I said that I would come back to take care of you and accompany you for the operation, but you refused to let her do it. Which hospital did you have the operation at? Why did Cameron say that, after checking all the hospitals in Wildspoon, there was no information about Carrie being hospitalized? It was impossible for Cameron to lie to Trenton, which means Carrie lied to him. However, Carrie's face did not look good, as if she were ill. "You are a grown man, how can you take care of me? I asked you to give me money, but you listened to that me blind woman, and you didn't give me any money. I had to sell my jewelry for money. You still think that I'm lying to you? Look at me. My face is a little pale. That's because I have not been able to keep up with my nutrition after the operation and have not recovered my health." Chapter 3299. Carrie patted her face and said, "I don't wear makeup. Oh, I don't even have money to buy cosmetics now." She was still in confinement, and even though her confinement sister-in-law prepared delicious food for her every day, her body had not recovered after only a few days. Trenton looked at Carrie for a moment and said, "Second sister, you're still young, only in your early 20s. You don't need makeup, and you're naturally beautiful and very good-looking." "Carrie." Trenton was probably straight. No matter how young Carrie was, she still needed cosmetics and skincare products. In the past, when her parents were still around, her skincare products were all the most expensive brands. She wasn't used to it, even if she didn't use it for a day. "Second sister, have you eaten?" Trenton asked. "Not yet. How can I have money to eat? Forget it if I starve to death. Anyway, I don't have parents to support me anymore, and my brother is looking for outsiders." Carrie said, deliberately blocking her breath. "Second sister, that is not an outsider, that is our eldest sister, who was born to the same mother as us." Trenton said helplessly, "Can't you coexist peacefully with the eldest sister? You have been bullying the eldest sister since childhood. How has the eldest sister been bullied by you? You don't know, are you embarrassed to blame the eldest sister like this now? If the eldest sister was as carefree and hateful as you, you would probably have died a long time ago. Just based on what you did to the eldest sister in the past, not to mention my eldest sister, even my eldest brother-in-law can take off your skin and vent your anger on behalf of the eldest sister." In his eyes, it was always Carrie who bullied Cameron. Even if there is hatred, Cameron should hate Carrie, and conversely, Carrie should hate Cameron. Carrie's face turned pale. She suddenly regretted asking Trenton out to meet him. "Trenton, what kind of ecstasy soup did that blind woman give you? Since you were a child, you have been helping her. Understand that I am your biological sister, who has the same father and mother. I'm so angry. Every time I meet or talk to you on the phone, you are always helping that blind woman, scolding me, and saying something wrong to me. Yes, I have nothing now, no money, no power, not even a place to live. Should I still be grateful to Cameron for not driving me to death? She is rich, powerful, and married and has a good husband, and you fawn over her. How much benefit does she give you? You fool, she sold you, and you still count the money for her." As Carrie spoke, she felt aggrieved and started to cry. She was also really aggrieved. Even if she had bullied Cameron, now that she was so miserable, Trenton didn't turn to her, but to the blind woman, Cameron. Couldn't she feel aggrieved? Originally the daughter of a wealthy family whom her parents took care of, their In the palm of her hand, she got wind and rain whenever she wanted. Now, she has become the mistress of a middle-aged uncle, being played by others and used as a pawn. If she's pregnant, she can't keep the baby. Only those who have experienced the pain of aborting a child know how painful it is. Even if she hasn't developed feelings for that child yet, it's still her first child. Wasn't she wrong? Wasn't it because of Cameron and Serenity that they ended up like this? Why was her life so miserable, but they were so happy? Chapter 3300. If Carrie is not a good person, does that mean Cameron and Serenity are good people? If Cameron was a good person, she should be generous enough not to argue with her and give her all her parents' property. That would be a good person. Trenton said, "Second sister, I didn't mean that. I didn't. In my heart, you and the eldest sister are both my sisters. I just think that you should be independent and self-reliant now, stand up on your own, and know how to assess the situation. We can't always live under the protection of our parents. Our parents can't help us now. We have to rely on ourselves. The eldest sister is not as bad as you think. If she is really cruel, you can't sit here and scold her now. The eldest sister did not occupy our property. She just took back the property left to her by her second uncle. If it is distributed according to the law, a share of the property in Mom's name will also be given to her. After all, she is also Mom's biological child. I'm still studying and can't distract myself from managing the company and taking care of business matters, so I left it to my eldest sister. I believe that my eldest sister will not covet our property." Trenton explained and defended Cameron. "Second sister, you're always like this. Even if I really hand over my parents' wealth to you, can you keep it? You will lose it all in a few moments. And those two eldest aunts and their whole family, as long as you have money, will definitely suck your blood. Look, you have no benefits for them now. They have disappeared without a trace and have not contacted you anymore. Second sister, I'm a few years younger than you, and I can understand things, but why can't you? He really had nothing to do with Carrie. He didn't want the siblings to quarrel every time they met. It was all his parents' fault for spoiling Carrie. Children, it is difficult to teach them well, but it is easy to spoil them. It takes 3 years to learn well and only 3 minutes to learn badly. Stop, stop, stop telling me this again." Carrie wiped her tears with a tissue and choked with sobs. "You drank her magic soup. You can't listen to anything I say. On the contrary, you blame me. I don't want to argue with you every time. I'm living in such a miserable state now. You can rent me a better apartment to live in, help me pay the rent for a year, and transfer the water and electricity bills to me every month, and I'll pay it myself." Lab Cameron and Serenity both sent people to investigate her, suspecting that she was Mrs. Lab. Mr. Lab said that she could not live without a fixed residence. As long as the enemy could see her often, their suspicion could be dispelled. Only then can she truly integrate into Serenity's circle of friends. And can she complete the tasks assigned to her by Mr. Lab little by little? Mr. Lab called her last night and told her that the winter vacation would begin soon. It was estimated that during the winter vacation, the two children would play together. Let her seize the time to gain Serenity's trust and integrate into the circle of ladies in Wildspoon. Carrie was not short on money, but she didn't want to spend money to rent a house. She asked Trenton to rent a house for her. Anyway, Trenton has money, and Carrie also has a share of Trenton's money. She was neither white nor flowery. When I get healthy and after the new year, I will find a job. However, I have no work experience. Even if I find a job, my income will not be very high. You have to give me living expenses every month. Don't just give me $3,000, at least $5,000 or $8,000, preferably $10,000. Trenton, I have a share of the money in your hands. I'm just spending my own money. Do you have money with you now? Transfer $10,000 to me. My bod needs to be recuperated, and I need some nutrition. I have no money and can't bear to buy nutritional supplements. My face has always been ugly. After Trenton was silent, he took out his mobile phone and transferred $20,000 to her. After transferring the money, he said, "If you have not eaten, I will take you to eat. After eating, we will go find a house. After renting the house, I will accompany you to buy some daily necessities. I will help you pay the rent for 1 year. I will pay the water and electricity bills every month. After the new year, you will quickly find a job."